Though the Fed steered clear of making any policy adjustments at Wednesday's meeting, the fact that the central bank's dot plot is now projecting 2 25 basis point rate hikes in 2023 was enough to rattle the market. Higher rates is not something investors want to be thinking about, even if those higher rates are still a ways off. And we've seen stocks under pressure and the US dollar back in demand as a consequence. The euro and yen have taken added hits on downwardly revised growth forecasts, but some of the other currencies have held up better into the setback. The pound is trying to get some support from hotter inflation reads out of the UK. The Australian dollar has been pushing back up today on the impressive employment data out of Australia. And the New Zealand dollar is trying to feel better about its own solid GDP reads. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of Eurozone construction output, Eurozone inflation, Canada ADP employment, U.S. initial jobless claims, the Philly Fed Index, and Treasury Secretary Yellen testimony. That's all for now.